All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome. What we want to talk to you today about is April 2024. Now, this month is going to be an extraordinary opportunity. It is indeed a pinnacle of a process that began last November, and it's continuing to gain in intensity and development and building in potential and possibility to come to this pinnacle of April, to open in April to receiving downloads from the divine, downloads from your spiritual team. Also, to upgrade yourself, to step into a new frequency, a new level of being that will prepare you for what is to come in the next couple of years, really big changes on the earth as well as with yourself. And it's so amazing that April is doing this, because normally we don't see this type of thing happening other than in August, or late July, August, and the first part of September, when the vortex of Sirius opens, and for the year you get your download of your new self-image for the remainder of the year that you develop throughout the rest of the year. Normally by this time of the year, by March and going into April, moving into April, you're actually initiated and you're onto a momentum of some project or some manifestation or something of your own development, of your own creation. So normally, April would be a month of, you know, putting together greater pieces, expanding your business, all this kind of thing that could be very external and in your life, in your mundane life. But this time, it seems to be a different story. It's kicked off by the eclipse. There's a complete total solar eclipse on the 8th of April. And this eclipse is somehow or another, it is kicking in an opening, a period of time that is so similar to the August time, so similar to the dog days, to the Sirius days, when you open to a greater energy, to greater downloads. But this, it's like this, the eclipse just opens this portal for access from of the divine, access of higher consciousness, which is really quite exciting. We've been seeing it coming for months as we've looked in at dear one's future past. We see, oh, look at April. My, such opening, such possibility in April. Well, yes, it started back in November, and we're realizing that it's part of a process of unfoldment that many spiritual dear ones are doing, and most of them are doing it not so consciously, because it seems to be its own process, and we didn't even see it, but we saw that there were certain themes. So now we can see how it's a process that's coming into culmination through about from the 8th of April to about the 20th, 21st of April. There's this opening door, this opening portal. Now, generally, when we talk about things like this, people can get really nervous because they feel like, oh, if I don't jump on this, if I don't get myself all ready for this, if I don't allow myself to do this or whatever, then the opportunity will be gone and I'll feel bad that I've missed it. And we want to say, no, you won't have missed it. You will have missed an exquisite amplification of receptivity and perception. Yes, that's true. but it's not like your spiritual journey is dependent upon these absolute gorgeous moments of greater access. You have the opportunity all the time, especially in these years, the 2020 years, this year, this decade between 2020 and 2030, a phenomenal change, a huge transition, that you're having a transition personally as well as consciously, as well as spiritually, etc., etc. It's just an overall phenomenal evolutionary period. And that's for every individual. And so you'll be able to tap into this energy for sure as it continues through this decade. So we want to reassure you that this is not some kind of rare thing. Yes, it is a rare thing, but it's not something that is key or pivotal that you could miss, that you could fail in. No, not at all. But we will tell you what you can do in order to utilize it and make it really work beautifully for you. Okay? So we start out with looking at the process. It started in November. A few people started it in October, but it started for the most part in November as people's, as their self-images began to dissolve. It's all as if the whole reality is all the structures and all the expectations and assumptions of all these boundaries and structures and things that were certain and things that were steady and reliable and ongoing routines, etc., all started to break down, as and especially in terms of self-image. Now, we've talked many, many times about expanding your self-image, how critical that is, how significant a piece of your spiritual work it actually is, and that when you expand your self-image, you are then, of course, capable of receiving much more the beauty and love and joy and manifestations of the divine. So self-image is always key, because you can only have a reality that works for you within the scope of your self-image. If you try to have a reality beyond how you view yourself, then your reality is not going to make it. It's going to always collapse back inside of that comfortable little bubble of your self-image. And if your self-image is identified with younger you, and with struggle and pain and sufferings that you've done in the past and so on, then your self-image might be that, oh, I keep trying really hard, but I can't ever seem to really get it. Or I'm seeking and seeking, but somehow or another I don't get to the place where I need to get. My business isn't as good as it should be. I feel stalled out. I don't know where I'm going. I'm feeling frustrated. Those kinds of things. So in November, that really kind of hit hard on some people. Many spiritual people began to realize that the old ways of being did not really work. And even though they've known that, it's almost as if there was a dissolution of the old that was taking place without their actual direction and intention focusing it. So it was kind of scary for a lot of people to have a sense of their self and looking at their future, not to know what to do. We got a lot of requests to look at their business, and all of a sudden it was like the business wasn't working, they weren't making money, or they had lost passion for what they were doing. They wanted to change. They didn't see what they could do as in a change. They didn't know what to change to. There was all sorts of crises, and who should they believe, and who should they go with, and what deal should they make, and so on. And And, you know, there was all this kind of thing with career. And of course, there was also the usual relationship things. Should I stay? Should I go? What to do here? How do I work with this? And how do I handle my relationships, crises or situations? Or I really want to break free. I want to do more, but what? But what is it? I don't know what I really want. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I am in a saint. Right? So we kept getting those kinds of statements from people, particularly in starting in November and really intensifying in December. So it's a letting go of the old self, the old reality. And when it breaks up, you fragmate. And when you fragmate, you can go into a tremendous amount of chaos. Now, chaos always occurs in any kind of transition, because you just cannot maintain a sense of order when the sense of order itself is so limiting and it needs to be expanded and changed and perhaps into even a new sense of order. There's got to be some kind of chaos in the transition phase. So December was pretty chaotic for people. This chaos extended into January. And one of the ways that we were discussing it to people, sharing how to handle the chaos, because there's like the dark chaos and there's the light chaos. And what we are saying that the dark chaos is the way we define it is that it's where you're letting go of the pieces that you don't want. You're breaking the pieces up so that you can reformulate them the way you want. But you have to take it all apart before you put something new back together. And so the dark chaos has to do with letting go of all these old parts, which some of it is really quite stressful in letting go. And letting go is not easy for a lot of people. And especially when you're going to go and change, there's an insecurity about letting go because you're like, maybe I need this. Maybe I should hold on to this. Maybe this compromise that I've been living in, maybe I should continue this because the future is so uncertain. So being able to live in the chaos, the thread must be maintained. There is a thread that takes you through chaos, and that thread is self-image. And so during times of chaos, if you can pay attention to your self-image and hold to your self-image and expand your self-image and dream a new self-image, an expanded self-image, and that would be an image of you having more joy, more fun, more health, more vigor, more aliveness, more vitality, more abundance, more prosperity, more celebration, more love. And of course, we always talk about the four pillars of the new world self that you are creating. And you always want to look at the four. They're like four principles or four boundaries or four. They're the organizational factor that we can see of the structure of a new you, of a new world you, of a you that lives in the new world, in other words. And that is, you want to expand your love. You want to expand freedom. You want to expand your empowerment and your capacity of power. You want to then also expand your capacity to feel safe, to trust your divine plan, to trust your team that works with you on the other side, to trust the path you have chosen, that it is there for you, that the reality that has been created specifically and beautifully and perfectly just for you is here for you, supporting you. It's not like your reality is your enemy. It's not like the world is hostile towards you. If you're hostile towards you, of course the world's going to be hostile. If you're afraid of the world may appear hostile to you. But the point is that you want to develop a sense of safety and security, And safety and security is not a physical thing. You cannot get enough stuff. You cannot have enough locks and bolts on your doors and windows. It's not about protection. Okay, protection is still living in a fear-based reality. But to live in a safety, security, in a safe-based reality is one of your divine plan. And trusting your divine plan has been really hard for most people because you've not been raised to trust yourself. You've not been raised to trust that the unseen. You've not been raised to see your world as being safe, loving, and supportive to you. And because you look around and, my gosh, you know, you hear so many horrible stories of people dying suddenly, the accidents, crime victims, etc., etc. And you're wondering, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky I've escaped most of that so far. And you can worry that any moment now you could be in serious danger or really damage yourself or be robbed or hurt or something. And so this is part of the fear-based narrative that the media presents, because of course, as you know, that media is fascinated with suffering. And so they even call it, if it bleeds, it leads. So you're going to see the worst news at the beginning of the news hour, so to speak. The most nasty crises, the most difficult and painful things, or the biggest destructions. Okay, so these four things, and we put a little extra energy on the safety trust, because when you begin to trust your reality, it begins to be kinder to you. It begins to be more nurturing for you. And then with love, with freedom, with empowerment, you have a foundation of a beautiful world, a beautiful life, right? So we've emphasized that tremendously. So one of the ways of getting through the chaos is looking at creating in your imagination a self-image of yourself, having more love in your life, having more power and empowerment, making empowered choices, good choices for yourself, seeing yourself as free to be yourself. And for the most part, also free to do that which gives you passion, your joy, okay? And then the safety trust as a reassurance that you're on your path and your reality is yours. It's your playground, okay? So if you can see that, it can kind of hold you in a sense of focus and give you a thread, give you a lifeline through the chaos of change. Okay. Now in February, we began to see more and more that to be able to come out of this chaos, that people had to really understand their motivation. Why do you do what you do? You need to have true, clean, pure motivation. Most people are motivated out of fear, out of guilt, sometimes anger, sometimes rage, sometimes neediness. There's a motivation to act that, and we talk about this as being the artificial motivation that's given you by your culture and your raising. And if you've skipped it, you're really, really exceptionally rare, because we haven't found anyone who didn't fall for this negative motivational program, especially in their young adult years. In your young adult years, you basically, okay, I'm out in the world, I've got to do something, I've got to figure this out, I've got to get that done. And of course, when you're in your 20s, you're essentially thinking that you know pretty much everything or how it should work and so on. And so you go out there and you feel like, now I can build my life, now I can do what I need to do, get my mate, get my career, career, do my thing, get my thing going towards the success and fulfillment of myself. But the thing is that very often this type of enthusiasm requires a great deal of discipline and dedication that a 20-something often does not have and doesn't really need to have, actually. So basically what happens is that you enlist the aid of what we call your inner slave driver. That's a part of you that keeps kicking you and saying, come on, hurry up, get with the program. Come on, you got to do more. You haven't done enough. You've got to do more. You've got to be more. You've got to do it faster, smarter. You know, like the other guy over there. You've got to compete. You've got to be stronger. You've got to, you know, fix yourself. You got to improve yourself. Come on. You got to do all this positive thinking. You've got to be a powerful reality manifester. You've got to, do this, be this. You've got to succeed. You've got to push. You've got to go. And of course, the way to get you off your butt. Because if you say, heck, I don't want to do all that pressure and so on. No, they say, no, if you don't get off your butt and push drive yourself, you're going to fail. And if you fail, then you're going to lose your fulfillment. Your life is going to suck. And if you don't do it, bad things can happen. If you don't try hard enough, you know, your people are going to be disappointed in you. Your parents will be disappointed in you. So there's all this fear motivation that, oh my gosh, if you don't do it, what's going to happen? It's going to be bad. And then there is the guilt. Oh, if you don't keep going, you don't do this, you're not a good person. You're a lazy slob. You're really no good. You're not going to account to anything. You're pathetic. You really got to get up and pull yourself together. So there's that fake motivation. This has to go. What replaces it, though, is your empowered choice. You choose what you do according to how true it is to who you are and what you truly want. And so that's why we often suggest to people to take about 3 days off and do nothing. Get everything, all the obligations done, and then for about 3 days just spend time just doing only that you really want to do. And you'll encounter the fear and the guilt and all the mind talk that the slave driver will put on you to freak you out, to make you feel, oh gosh, I'm wasting my time, I should be doing something productive, blah, 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 and so on. And you can face that, and you can say, no, 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 I choose to be relaxed, I choose to be free, I choose to lean back in my, you know, big chair and look at the ceiling or look out the window. I choose to kind of sit in a forest and just sit there and just spend time doing nothing. But just being, all right? So it's really kind of hard to do, but once you get the hang of it, then you can identify when you're in your true motivation and when you're in a motivation that's been compromised and tweaked and adjusted to fit into the program of achievement, where you must earn your and deserve so that you can deserve good things in your life. You want to get off the earning track. Now, so we found in February that there was a lot of this. People panicking, they feel like they needed to get busy and do stuff. Oh my gosh, I've got to make these decisions. I really got to get to it. And so we had to talk to them about their motivation. And then once again, of course, it's important to look at your image and to look at your future. What image you want to have of yourself in the future? You want to have a self that is happy, that is loving, free, empowered, and feel safe in your reality. Of course. Okay, so imagine that, you know. Start, you know, expand that self-image potential of your future self and see if you can touch into the resonance of that. Now, that was in February, and we began to see that as we came into March, that there was an issue with people's self-images, that somehow or another they had difficulty letting go of their old identities. Okay, so identity is a factor, it's a piece of your self-image, and identity is built by identification with originally. So who do you identify with? Originally, you identified as a child, and you identified as the child of your parents, the sibling of your siblings, etc., etc. That was your original identity, and then your identity expanded to maybe your religion, your race, and culture, and your neighborhood, and so on. And then as you got older, your identity got in sync with people who were shared your interests and that kind of thing. And you can have an identity as a Democrat or a Republican. You can have an identity as being a spiritual person or being a smart, savvy, practical person. You can have these identities, okay? So, but when you're going through a huge transition of consciousness, an expansion period, those old identities can be quite limiting. So March, we found, brought out this whole theme about your old identities. Now, we know that we've talked at great length about healing your inner child and your inner adolescent and making them happy and getting them, you know, to a place to where you can feel some peace in your past and all that kind of thing. But the identity is a little bit different. Identity tends to stick into the subconscious really strongly, so that any event, circumstance or event that you experience that is less than positive, it's very easy for you to go back to an identity of a valiant, struggling person, or a seeker, or a loser, even, you know, or somebody who just hasn't, quote unquote, done enough. Okay, and so you can call in the slave driver, and you can see yourself as inadequate, and go back and remember some of that. See yourself as somehow not up to snuff, and all that. So that identity can really hamper your self-image. You do need to, you know, forgive yourself for holding on to an old identity, but it gave you a sense of security, gave you a sense of identity, you know, here's who I am, and so on. But at this point in time, in this process, this old identity has to go, because who you are is something totally new, okay? And so after talking about identity with people and helping them see that they get snagged by old identities or limited identities, which are anchored in beliefs about reality that are limited and so on and so on, it just holds in place this sense of the world not being the most loving, safe, supportive place, but a place where you still have to earn everything. You have to work hard for everything. You have to struggle for things, okay? Now, you may not be struggling for things. You know, you may be going along pretty easily, but you still may wonder, well, you know, where am I going? Well, you know, what's going on here? And a lot of that can be also a sense of, I don't know anybody I identify with. I'm out here all by myself, and I can see all these groups of people and all these interests, but I don't identify with any of them. So who am I now, right? So this is part of the exploration of March. Now, what we came to see is that as we get closer and closer to April, closer and closer to that moment of the eclipse, that those couple of days prior and the eclipse day, and then about 2 or 3 days later, and then waves and waves of that power kicking in over the next several months, we can see that that is kicking off something that, in order to receive the blessings, in order to receive the magic and miracles that's coming, there needs to be an additional piece to self-image and identity. Now, everybody knows that you're supposed to love yourself. But we have found that hardly anyone knows how to do that. In order to be able to receive the unconditional loving acceptance and divine nurturance of the goddess, of the divine mother, feeling safe and loved in her divine presence and arms, we must learn how to love. We must also learn how to be unconditionally accepting of ourselves. And we are not trained to do that. We have been trained from the get-go for earning, which means you've got to always improve yourself, and you've got to self-critique, and you've got to make sure that what you're doing wrong is corrected and all that kind of thing. But here's what we sense, is that leading up to this April period, the best preparation for this is for you to be able just to, in a moment of self-reflection, to say to yourself, I love myself. You do love yourself. Maybe you don't acknowledge it, but you do. And to feel that, oh, I do love myself. But here's the kicker, is for you to say to yourself, I now love myself, and I unconditionally accept myself, everything about me. I accept, whatever they call it, warts and all. I accept myself. I accept all my failures, my successes. I accept me in all my dimensions and all my personality traits, all my quirks, all my eccentricities. I accept myself. I accept my body. I accept my spirit. I accept my soul. I accept me completely, totally, unconditionally. Now, that acceptance is a key piece, because if you can accept yourself and you can really let all your self-analysis, self-critiquing, worrying, all of that go, if you can let the slave driver go, all the negative ambition go, all the earning, you can drop all the earning and just be in a space of complete self-acceptance. Even if you just touch it for a few seconds, even if you can just stretch your imagination for it, it can change you. It can touch you. It can open your life. It can offer you more possibility and hope. Because in that space, when you totally, unconditionally accept yourself, you have neutralized the slave driver. You've neutralized all that negative motivation. You're in absolute, complete, total presence with the divine. Now, you may not know how to perceive the divine, but you, if you can get into that space, there will be a emptiness, in the sense, not a negative emptiness, an extremely positive, non-local silence of the mind. If you can do it for just a couple of seconds here and there, you can touch divinity within yourself. You can take all the burdens, the pressures, the stressors, the demands, the critiques, the judgments. You can let them all go. And what are you going to find in its place? You're going to find complete and total freedom. Freedom to be yourself. Freedom to dream and imagine. Freedom to, and hopefully, and you have a financial system that, or a setup that works for you, where you can do stuff that you want to do without needing to complete it, without needing to achieve something with it, without using whatever creative force that you have as a way of earning. We would suggest go outside the money idea. Go to where your soul, your heart is, whatever it is. If you want to dabble, do it. If you just want to hang back and enjoy yourself and kick back and not do anything, then do it. Now, we're not saying that this is a full lifestyle, because you have duties and obligations. You have to maintain yourself. You have to, you know, get obtain your money. You have to keep your, you know, domicile clean and your body clean. You need to, you know, your clothes clean, and you need to get obtain your food and prepare your food, eat your food. You know, there's basic things you've got to do. You've got to pay your rent or mortgage. You've got to, you know, call a repair person to come and deal with something. You know, these are all mundane things that you have to do. But they're not judgments on you. You should not take them as indicative that you're not enough, that you're stuck in some kind of limited reality. And you really want to fly in consciousness and be this great person. No, don't let your ego get in on this either. Don't put pressure on yourself for your spiritual development, because then the slave driver will get you. So you'll feel guilt, shame. You'll feel fear that you're not doing enough for your spiritual development. So don't let yourself fall into those traps, okay? Recognize that when you open up to total and unconditional self-love and acceptance, that you open up to the divine presence, you open up to the magic and miracles of your reality, you open up to receive all and all that you can desire, all that you want. You're open to it. And why we're emphasizing this is because that means that you'll be open to the magic and the miracles that can come your way during April. And this is the key, because is when you can love and unconditionally accept yourself, all those old artificial structures, the old identities, the old motivations and so on, that you need to understand them, of course, and know what they are, but they can fall away and you can let them go. You won't grab on to something that is familiar just because it's old and familiar and you've relied on it before. No, you want to move into a new level of self. And April is going to be a wonderful opportunity and a choice to do that. So we hope that we've given you some ideas on how to prepare for this time. And during this time of April, we suggest that you spend some time thinking about these points and giving yourself permission. Because a lot of times you don't give yourself permission to enjoy your life, really, to heal your bodily issues. You don't often give yourself really permission to have easy money come into your life. Okay, so let it be. Let it be so that you can open up to this vibrational resonance this beautiful level of being, even if it's just for a minute or at a time here or there, this can bring you, during that, this April time, the opportunity just to open your heart and say to your team, spiritual team, okay, I'd like a download. I'd like a download. I would like a healing. I would like a upgrade of my chakras, of my consciousness. I would like inspiration. I would like a financial opportunity. I would like, you know, a love opportunity. This is a wonderful time to be open to this, to receive this. And what it requires is for you just to be in this resonance in your home space, whatever that is, and open to receive. The goddess loves you, the divine mother, in her divine mother aspect. You know, she has other aspects that she manifests through, but in the divine mother aspect, she loves you unconditionally. She accepts you unconditionally. She wants you to be happy. She wants you to be safe. She wants you to enjoy your life. She doesn't want you to struggle for her approval or God's approval or some patriarch's approval. She doesn't want you to do that necessarily. She honors your choice if you feel you must do that. But what she would like for you and what she offers to you is total divine peace, love, and acceptance. This is just a great chance to allow it to flow into you from her, from the divine, and flow through you and out into the world to manifest beautiful things. So we suggest that by paying attention to some of these pieces of this process, which we would say that all these pieces that we've mentioned, the letting go of the old self, the being in the chaos and moving through the chaos, clearing up your motivation and cleaning it up into true motivation, expanding your image, releasing old identity and understanding your identity, and especially getting this unconditional love and acceptance going, that these pieces, they don't have to be done in any particular order. Just think about them. Just open to being free of the limitations of them that you've learned in your life. And April can be a glorious experience. We wish you all the best. We surround you with our light. And as always, our love. Farewell.